Province, your news, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says Nathi Mthethwa played a pivotal role in promoting peace and stability between the IFP and ANC in the province. Ntuli says he helped resolve historical tensions, allowing focus to shift to the development of people in KZN and the country. He also highlighted the ambassador's work in representing South Africa abroad, particularly in strengthening economic ties with France, where he died last week.
The late Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi passed on making a call for reconciliation. And I think Nyambo's message must be, in fact, pointing to that direction to all of us, that we need to finalize now the issue of the negotiations between the IFP and the ANC for reconciliation, in order to ensure that we have a united nation forever that is only focusing to the development of the people of this province and of our country.
Mthethwa's funeral service is underway at the Siyabonga Sangweni Sports Complex in Gwambonambi. He'll later be laid to rest at his family homestead. ANC veteran Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma has described Mthethwa as a fearless activist and dedicated public servant.
He had a sharp intellect, and he could engage in any debate, political, intellectual, social, whatever. And I think he could hold his own even in France when he had to represent South Africa.
ANC KZN chairperson Sboniso Duma says the late ambassador was a person who fought for economic justice and education.
He's among the comrades who was always clear when it comes to the articulation of the ANC. He was quiet in nature, humbled, but whenever there is a time that he must raise his strategic thinking, he will always go and stand up and just sharply do that with humility. So I think it's among those things that we've learned from him.
The body of an elderly man has been found at a beach in Isipingo, south of Durban. First responders discovered his body at Reunion Beach this morning. Amawele Emergency Services spokesperson Seven Supramadi says the man is believed to be in his 60s.
Paramedics arrived and assessed the patient and found that there was nothing more that they could do for the patient and was declared deceased on scene. The deceased was handed over to SAPS and an inquest docket has been opened.
And abroad, China has reacted to US President Donald Trump's threat to impose an additional 100% tariff on the country. Trump reignited his trade war with China on Friday, accusing Beijing of imposing aggressive new export curbs relating to rare earth minerals. He announced extra levies due to take effect next month and threatened to cancel a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. China's Ministry of Commerce has called Trump's tariff threat a typical example of double standards. Chinese goods currently face U.S. tariffs of 30% under levies that Trump brought in while accusing Beijing of aiding in the fentanyl trade and over alleged unfair practices. China's retaliatory tariffs are currently at 10%. Your top story this hour, KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says Nathi Mthethwa played a pivotal role in promoting peace and stability between the IFP and ANC in the province. His funeral service is underway in Gwambonambi in northern KZN. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.